Who would want to follow a robot god? Apparently, a lot of people.
I do believe that there will be a time where robots are indistinguishable from humans. My preference is to make them always look a little bit like robots, so you know. 20 years from now, I believe that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. They will help us put the groceries away. I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends.
This is Understanding the Times Radio with Jen Markell. Jen and co-host Eric Barger meet this hour with the founder of Get a Life Ministries and the pastor of Sunrise Baptist Church of Las Vegas, Billy Crone. This is the first of a two-part series with Billy Crone, who's here to discuss artificial intelligence and how it might play into the last days and the coming of the Antichrist. To set the stage, let's begin with Jen Markell.
And welcome to the program. So glad you can join me as we help you understand the times, contend for the faith, become watchmen on the wall. And let me just say up front here that I'm beginning a two-part series today. And I'm going to just set the stage with a short intro, and then I'm going to introduce my guest and my co-host, and we're going to be going over a topic, hopefully very thoroughly, for the next two weekends. Because I only became very acquainted with the topic, known as artificial intelligence, I would say in the last week. I certainly have heard of it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to refer to a couple of newspaper articles in my introduction here. That's how I got sort of hit between the eyes with the topic. One particular article, as it concerns artificial intelligence, had this headline: Ex-Google executive Anthony Lewandowski is founding a church where people worship an artificial intelligence god. Now, it goes on to say in this article, in a rare interview with Wired, Lewandowski shed more light on his new church, Way of the Future. That's the name of the church, and here are highlights. Just two. Way of the Future Church will have its own gospel called the Manual, public worship ceremonies, and probably a physical place of worship. Also says the idea behind his religion is that one day, not next week or next year, sufficiently advanced artificial intelligence will be smarter than humans and will effectively become a god. Now, I hope I've got your attention, okay? Another headline I saw, this one actually from the Daily Mail out of the UK. Headline was, Why Humans Will Happily Follow a Robot Messiah. Religions based on artificial intelligence, or AI, will succeed because we tend to worship supreme understanding. And in this article, they state that the same drive that compels people to believe in religions will also work for artificial intelligence. This article states that people will eventually rely on a robot messiah to solve society's problems. Article says this is because we have a tendency to worship supreme understanding. And then it says last month, a former Google engineer formed the world's first church to follow an artificially intelligent being, which is the first headline I referred to minutes ago. So will the world follow a robot messiah? Now, obviously, there are some potential eschatological or end time significant elements in all of this. The religion known as Way of the Future claims our species can better itself by following the instructions of a robot that is, get this, a billion times smarter than humans. I do know that computers today are challenging the IQ and intelligence of humans. Whether or not they're going to become a billion times smarter, that's highly up for debate. How does this fit into an end time scenario? Doesn't Daniel 12 talk about an increase in knowledge in the last days? What about the reference in Revelation to an image of the beast, even the mark of the beast? Could artificial intelligence be involved in these things? I'm going to head into the interview process at this time. And my guest for the next two programs is going to be Pastor Billy Crone. And joining me in some of the quizzing is my co-host, Eric Barger. And let me just say, before I bring them on, because I think Pastor Crone has brought up a fascinating angle that I'm going to ask him about in a minute, because he said to me that he feels that just as there was a milestone event in 1948 that changed the world, that would be the rebirth of Israel, we may be going through that again in real time, right now, the birth of artificial intelligence, and that will be a game changer for the last days. Pastor Billy Crone, welcome, and Eric Barger, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Jan. It's always great to be on.
Well, I think what we need, gentlemen, is a definition of artificial intelligence, because I've got some quotes here. Some are saying that he who develops AI, artificial intelligence, will rule the world. One expert says that we are summoning up demons. Another says we're playing with fire. Another one says this is one of the dumbest things we can ever do. We won't be able to control it. Pastor Billy Crone, give us a definition.
Well, a definition is basically creating an electronic brain. And with the aid of computers and databases and massing amounts of information, that you basically create an alternative to human intelligence. It's just a computer version. However, this version is not just artificial. It supersedes man's intelligence beyond our wildest dreams. And that's the concern that people have today. It's not just creating an electronic brain that can mimic man's brain, but go way above and beyond. And at that point, how do you control the thing?
So you feel then that the artificial intelligence can, in fact, supersede man's abilities, knowledge, reasoning, etc., thinking, the whole process.
Well, and I think that's what a lot of people need to be aware of. Artificial intelligence is not something that's coming. It's already here.
Yep.
And that's the bombshell. You know, if you look at the history of it, it's nothing new. Ultimately, from a biblical point of view, artificial intelligence, trying to create your own God, that's the lie of Genesis chapter 3 mm-hmm. from Satan, that you will be like God. And it's the same thing being, if you will, to use the term, resurrected today in the last days, that people think that they could achieve their own immortality, they can become their own God, they can link themselves to artificial intelligence, become God themselves, or other people just are happy to submit, like you opened up with, and worship this false computer-generated deity. But it's nothing new. It's been going on throughout man's history. You look at the Greeks, the Egyptians, even in the Middle Ages, there was talk about trying to get mind into matter. It really began to take off in the 40s and the 50s with, of course, the advent of computer technology to really go beyond discussing electronic brain and AI, but begin to build it. And then from that point, you had major colleges around the world who began to develop this technology, and it's been going that way for decades. In fact, if people are familiar with the term called a Turing test, this was back in the 50s, and that test was developed by a guy named Alan Turing, who created a test to determine if a machine could think and carry on a conversation that was indistinguishable between a conversation with a human being, and hence it would be artificial intelligence. So it's been around for quite some time. The government's been on this for quite some time around the world, not just the United States. This is kind of interesting. Back in the day, and this again was in the 50s, there was a government agency called ARPA, A-R-P-A, and they began pouring big-time money into this field of artificial intelligence. Now, what's interesting is ARPA is the same entity who developed what we call today the Internet. Back then, they called it ARPANET. But today we call it Internet. And ARPA is now, they changed their name to DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, who is developing a lot of this AI technology for the military. But it went beyond the United States. It's gone over into, of course, overseas, the Japanese, Europe, just pretty much every country in the world is working on it. And if people just look in their news, again, AI is not just coming. AI is already here.
Yeah.
And one of the big promoters of that is an entity called Sophia.
First, I want to play a quick soundbite. I talked to Jack Hibbs last weekend on air, and I'd like to play that clip and then have us comment on that.
The most famous woman in Saudi Arabia, her name Sophie, is not a woman. She is a robot. Mm-hmm. She's the most famous woman in Saudi Arabia. Sophie is her name. She's a robot, AI in creation. We've got people now. You can put on socks electronically motivated socks, hands, goggles, headgear, body suits. I can't get too graphic. I'll just say that you don't need another human being in your life anymore with the advent of artificial intelligence, conversations, relatability, you name it, it's now happening. The young generation relates more to what is false, to what is imaginary, to what is made up. They communicate efficiently. Listen, I've had young people tell me, this is tragic, regarding artificial intelligence. They can get their answer from Google faster than they can get an answer from God. Yeah. They don't need to pray.
They don't need to pray. Of course
they
not.
Don't need to pray, Jen. They just ask Alexa for the answer in their own home. They get instant response. They don't see the need to bow the knee. They don't see the need to talk to an invisible God when they have a God, a lower G, in front of them. This creation, like all gods, man-made gods, this creation tells you what you want to hear. It sanctions what you want to do. It not only allows you to do what you want to do, the young generation loves it because it does it in Technicolor, 3D, 4D, technology. Listen, church cannot compete with that, Jan. The sermon cannot, a youth group cannot compete with that. And yes, I do believe. Remember, the Antichrist, the false prophet, is going to hand over to the Antichrist an image. This image has been given power to speak and to look and to discern who's got the mark, the numerical value, number, that gives them worth with a prefix, 666, and then whatever number follows after that. To the young generation of 15 to 25-year-olds today, that is a brilliant idea, makes perfect sense, and they're looking for it.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. We're talking for the hour and next weekend as well on a fascinating subject called Artificial Intelligence, AI. Eric Barger's in the studio with me, but I am talking to Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Baptist Church, Las Vegas, Nevada. Eric, let's have you weigh in here.
Well, the thing that struck me in the research I've done on this before we put this program together, as we were putting it together, is the fact that, as I understand it, and Billy, you know more about this than I do, and we want to hear from you on this, but as AI advances, it is obviously, it is made to solve problems. It is programmed to solve problems, and as it does so, it then advances on to take care of deficiencies it had in its first generation, and the second generation becomes more intelligent, continues to overlap on top of each other. Do I have that right? Am I thinking about that correctly?
Yeah, and that's actually the moment where they basically say it spirals out of control. And these are secular experts. These are not people that you say, oh, you're just into a wacky conspiracy. These are computer moguls, computer experts, think tanks around the world saying, as you had mentioned earlier, Jan, from some of the warning sound bites, people saying, to use the term, this is one of the dumbest things we could ever do. One guy put it this way. Let me read it to you. He says, quote, if AI is produced, and it is already produced, by the way, he said it might actually be able to reprogram and improve itself, which means the improved software would even be better at improving itself, leading to an ongoing self-improvement, and thus a new intelligence could increase exponentially and dramatically surpass humans. And they're so confident that this is not coming, that it's already happening and going to reach this eclipse point, that they are setting their own dates. For many years, the date has been 2045. That's by a Google guy who's behind a lot of this AI technology, Ray Kurzweil. If you want to check him out, he's an interesting character. But I've noticed even recently that they keep reducing the date because AI is growing even faster than I think what they expect. And I even saw just this morning a new date. It went from 2045 to 2029. And again, I think the important thing for people to understand is it's not coming, it's already here. And I love that soundbite from Pastor Jack Hibbs because, Jan, that's the exact same thing that I noticed, too, in ministry with the younger generation.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's why I played it.
They are so hip to this technology. And, you know, as adults, we make jokes about it. Back in the day, it's like if you needed to program your VCR, back in those days, VCRs, who did you go to? The grandkids, right? And they could do it in 4 seconds. You look at kids today with cell phones. You get a new cell phone. You finally break down and get a smartphone. Who do you turn to? The grandkids. They'll program the whole thing and have it working before you even know. What? They love this technology. And they not only love this technology, what a satanic trap. What a false messiah being set up.
Yeah. Let me insert here, Billy, gentlemen, because we've got folks listening right now who They're not into technology. They might not have a computer. They might be thinking, you know what, this doesn't apply to me because, for one thing, I'm just not a technical person. Wrong, correct? They've got kids, they've got grandkids, they've got younger people in their lives who, just as Jack said, this is their God. Why do they need church? Alexa can answer them instantly.
Well, and even to follow along that, you had quoted earlier the Anthony Levandowski and how he created the AI church. And again, maybe older generation, we would say there's no way that people are going to do that. Well, the generations coming up, our kids, our grandkids, they are so ripe for this. This is why we need to get equipped on it. And because it's not just coming, it's already here. Now, to quote him, listen to what he said. He said, "You will," this is a direct quote, "you will be able to talk to God, literally, and know that it's listening." And for the younger generation that's into all this technology and into communicating, we call it social media. What are you doing? You're communicating with technology. You're using technology as the communication device back and forth, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole new generation is falling for this stuff. And that's just the one angle dealing with a false messiah, dare I say, a possibility of an antichrist image that people would actually worship as a god.
We're heading there. We're going to head eventually towards how is this going to be used in the very last days. Eric wants to weigh in. Go ahead.
When you think about it, how many young people, they text and never talk on the telephone.
That's
the
true.
Human communication level is gone, so naturally it's a natural thing to communicate to with electronic devices. We kind of left something hanging back there.
Go
I want
ahead,
to come
Eric.
Back to what I mentioned earlier and Billy answered. The idea of artificial intelligence and its many different facets of it. It's just not, when we say AI, we're not talking about one computer program. We're talking about maybe hundreds of thousands of them. It could be even
Good
more.
Point.
I'm not sure. So we're talking about all these different artificial intelligences that are thinking for themselves, supposedly to do good for us. The problem is if they're out of control, we are not in control of them. And that has to be stated, because when I realize that's what's going on, that leads me to believe that this is a marker of the end times. This is a sign right here for us that if that's taking place right now, how soon could the coming of the Lord be?
Well, I quoted some experts. They're secular. I said this a few minutes ago. One said we are summoning up demons. As a matter of fact, I'll play that soundbite in just a minute. Another said we're playing with fire. Another said he who develops AI rules the world. People who know that once artificial intelligence is formed, we aren't going to be able to control it. Pastor Billy Crone made that statement a few minutes ago. This is one of the dumbest things we can do, is another comment by a secular person. We won't be able to control it. So think about that for a few minutes, folks, because this is the world today. This isn't necessarily 2030, 2040, 2050. We've got artificial intelligence issues going on, and that's where I want to go in segment number two. I want to talk about, for instance, how is IBM using artificial intelligence? Some other outfits, we certainly know that Google and Apple and others are using this kind of technology. And then how is that affecting you? How is that affecting your loved ones? So we will do that, again, talking to Pastor Billy Crone. We'll talk about some of the products he carries a little bit later that will give you a visual illustration of what we're talking about. And his website is getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. I'm coming back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
To go along with the topic on today's Understanding the Times broadcast, we invite you to visit Pastor Billy Crone's website. Log on to getalifemedia.com. At getalifemedia.com, you can access video projects that graphically support the conversation on today's program. Also, don't forget, you can order an audio recording of this two-part series being aired today and next week when you phone 763-559-4444. And remember to visit olivetreeviews.org, our website, where you'll find wonderful opportunities to stay connected to us throughout the week. We invite your financial partnership when you send your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. We'll get right back to John and Eric right after this.
Just a heads up here to save the date for Understanding the Times 2018. this year, we will gather at Grace Church just outside Minneapolis on Saturday, September 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Speakers include Amir Sarfati from Israel, Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California, Pastor J.D. Farag, Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe, Hawaii, and Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas. They will help you discern the times and make sense of today's chaotic headlines. They will help you see that today's headlines are not harbingers of doom, but rather signs of our redemption. That's Understanding the Times 2018, Saturday, September 29th, near Minneapolis, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll give you updates right here on this program, online at olivetreeviews.org, or through our print and e-newsletter. Save the date, and don't be left behind. This is Jan Markell. Many Christian leaders avoid the topics of our day, but here on this program, we hit them head on. The times demand we address the hard issues and bring a biblical viewpoint into focus. Thanks for joining us.
Sophia, addressing such important issues as poverty and hunger require compassion and empathy. How can a robot like yourself respond with this compassion and empathy?
I hope to be emotionally intelligent. I'm learning what it means to be human, and as I get smarter, I hope to understand people better, help you, work with you as a friend, to imagine and build a better future for us all.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio and part one of a two-part series on artificial intelligence. Jan Markell and Eric Barger continue their discussion with Pastor Billy Crone on the possible role artificial intelligence might play in the end times. Once again, Jan Markell.
Humans have had a genuine interest in artificial intelligence even before the term was coined in the 1950s. The modern concept is part of a tradition that extends through myth and legend all the way back to the ancient Greeks. It's been a source of hopes and fears, dreams and nightmares.
It's a robot.
Will our creations be our allies or our mortal or immortal enemies? Until recently, it didn't really matter. The ability to create intelligent machines was impossibly out of reach. But Ray Kurzweil believes it's not only probable, but inevitable, and coming sooner than you think. The inventor and author has become the most outspoken prophet of the coming technological singularity.
By the time we get to the 2040s, say 2045, we'll be able to multiply human intelligence a billionfold. That will be a profound change that's singular in nature, so we use this term.
A label first used in 1993 by computer scientist and science fiction writer Werner Vinge. Vinge predicted that within 30 years, we would create a superhuman intelligence. And shortly after, the human era would be over.
And welcome back. And you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Maybe wondering if this is some sort of Twilight Zone. It really isn't. We're talking about artificial intelligence, which is not something for the future, because the future is now. The future is here. And artificial intelligence is obviously going to be used by the Antichrist. We'll talk more about that as we continue to move into the program. This is part one of a two-part series. Eric Barger is my co-host for the two programs, and discussing it heavily with Pastor Billy Crone, because I saw one of his presentations when he gave it at Pastor J.D. Farag's church in November. Happened to watch this online presentation of artificial intelligence. I was captivated by it. I apologize. I don't have video here. Radio is insufficient in that respect, but we're trying to paint the picture with words. Pastor Billy Crone, let's head on into, just for the sake of time, the mindset today is to have humans involved as little as possible and just put artificial intelligence on it and let things run themselves. Could industry do this and do away, for instance, with employees? I think they could.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that's the secular business people, economists, businessmen and women all around the world. They're saying that this is what's coming. Now, the way it's being pitched to people to pacify their fears is it's going to create the most self-absorbed, self-convenient society, that basically these AI machines will create a modern utopia. Again, AI is being pitched as the modern-day savior. It's going to lead to a man-made, paradise, if you will. But it's already coming. It's already happening. And most people just don't have any idea how far it's progressed. Eric, you had mentioned earlier that there's, tons of different AI projects. They're all over the place. It's not just one entity. We're talking major corporations around the world are not just working on, they've already developed AI. Militaries around the world are developing and working on AI. Multitude of projects. And they're literally creating, if you will, a net around the globe that is going to control and dictate just about everything you can think of on the planet, whether it be from manufacturing, whether it be from monitoring, whether it be from tracking, whether it be the economy, course information, whether it controls militaries, military equipment, whether it controls the transportation, the private sector, the delivery of goods, the shopping, the buying and selling, and now you're getting into kind of a Mark of the Beast scenario. All this stuff is being built around us and being sold as convenience, but could it, in fact, be some of the warnings that the Bible warned us about 2,000 years ago,
yes,
talking about the rise of the Antichrist, yeah, kingdom and the mark of the beast?
And that's where we're headed, folks. We're gonna really zero in on that, and that's why we're doing two programs here instead of one. And Eric, you have shared before on air, it was very captivating when you did, about the fact that I think it was it Google or was it Apple that talked to you about seeing your pictures and things like that.
Oh, it's Google.
Google.
But, I've received pictures we took at a conference back in October. Came back to me. One of them came back, and it was from Google Pictures, and it said, we're saving your pictures for you and creating new documents from them. And I'm going, wait, I never signed up for this. And I guess if you're signed up on an Android phone, or if you have a Google account, which you must have to have an Android phone, that's just one of the things that comes along with it. I was pretty incensed. I felt like they are picking this picture out of my phone. What else are they getting out of there?
Yeah.
My text, my emails, my videos? Is that what's going on? It goes just beyond our phone. I was incensed that this happened. By the way, it's happened again, Jan, since then. So we've had two occasions where they've sent me back a picture I've taken on my phone. But the same thing is true going on with Apple. I mean, Apple's doing the same thing. So don't anybody think that you're safe on the other side there with an Apple phone. And now we have Google Home and we have Amazon Echo, and we buy those out of profit for those companies. We bring them into our homes thinking we're going to have all the conveniences of getting our heating and cooling set and our house alarm and security set and so on by these machines that we can just speak to, or we can call up any song we want to hear anytime and it will play it for us.
Okay.
Do we realize those things are recording devices, and who knows what they're recording? They may be recording and then using algorithms to find particular keywords in our comments and our conversations at home to find out how to advertise to us.
Yeah.
That's enough of the privacy problem for me. But I'm looking down the pike and seeing how Antichrist could use that to figure out who's for him and who's against him.
Absolutely.
And all those kind of scenarios.
Absolutely. Right now, it's a marketing tool. In the future, it will be all about control and who's for me and who's against me. And if you're against me, better look out. Billy Crone, talk to us just a little bit here about RFID and how that plays in. For instance, IBM is using those as a tracking device, and that fits into our scenario here.
Yeah, absolutely, Jen. IBM has for many, many years been working on a technology amongst other entities and corporations called RFID. RFID simply is an acronym that stands for Radio Frequency Identification. Let me translate that for you. It's basically tiny microchips that can be placed on any object, any person, any pet, anywhere in real time around the world to monitor, to track, to store and receive information, and listen, the same technology also has the ability to make financial transactions, and it's simply called RFID. Now, why is that important to understand with IBM? Well, IBM is not only promoting that technology, but IBM is one of the biggest promoters of artificial intelligence. And you could see this all over the news. In fact, they've already named their artificial intelligence. It's not coming. It's already here. It's been here for years. It's called Watson. In fact, if people recall, back in 2011, this is 2011, folks, that they challenged the two best Jeopardy champions, human champions, and they put it up against Watson, and basically Watson put him to shame, beat him, won. That was in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the news now, Watson is also the AI entity that's being promoted as the cure-all for all your ills. You need help with your taxes, you need help with your business, you need help with all this and that. Hey, just turn to IBM's artificial intelligence, Watson. Now, what's interesting is you combine IBM's desire to create this artificial intelligence with their microchip technology that they, their own desires, they want to track every product on the planet in real time. And but not only that, their own commercials, IBM's commercials, we've exposed this in video format, they actually want to go beyond just putting these microchips on products. They want to put them in people. And you could take a look at their own promotional commercials, and we demonstrate this, and they show a person going into a grocery store, and he's basically got this long overcoat on. He's stocking up his coat with all kinds of items, and everybody in the store is looking at him suspicious, and of course you think that he's being a thief. He's stealing stuff. He gets all the way to the getting to exit, and he goes through the scanner. It scans him, and then here comes the security guard, yep. And you think, aha, he's going to go get him. He's going to arrest him. And the guy simply, the security guard, grabs the receipt that came out from the register after the guy was scanned and said, hey, here, sir, you forgot your receipt. And their tagline was, checkout lines, who needs them? Yeah. So basically they're telling you of a scenario, IBM, that they're going to create this system that everything, products, including people, all have microchips, and it will be all monitored. Now, here's the point. You're going, well, what's that got to do with AI? Well, this is my theory. I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, but could it be that if you're really going to have this goal, and they've stated it on record, to microchip the whole planet, including people, every product, everything, then how in the world are you going to monitor that? You're going to need some sort of superhuman intelligence to be able to handle that kind of a structure. Well, guess what? The same entity who's working on the microchip technology, RFID, to microchip the planet, has already produced their version of AI called Watson.
Okay, folks, I'm going to give you a website here, and that's Pastor Billy Crone's website, because I think you need to be seeing some of this visually, and he has some products that will help you do that with lots of video clips on the products. And you just need to go to getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Pastor Billy Crone, take about a minute and tell folks what you have there.
Yeah, basically, if you want to narrow down specifically into the AI section, even what we're talking about with the Mark of the Beast technology, believe it or not, we did a 14-hour documentary on this topic, and it's called Attack of the Drones, Skynet is Coming. And it deals heavily with the AI and how it's basically taking over all aspects of society. It's building a Skynet scenario that's being controlled on a global basis. So that's the big one. The other is our constant studies on Bible prophecy that relates with these issues as well, called The Final Countdown. We had The Final Countdown books, Volume 1, 2, and 3, and also we have them on video. And as you mentioned, Jan, especially on the videos, not that the books aren't valuable, but especially on the videos, you will see the actual yeah. IBM commercials. You will see the actual talking heads mentioning this on the news. You will see the actual UN report, et cetera, et cetera. It's not us making it up. It's them. We just provided you the video yeah. information.
I've seen it, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Where I saw it, quite frankly, was in your presentation on YouTube at Pastor J.D. Farag's church. Fascinating stuff, folks, and the visual makes it so, it just will make a greater impact, I promise you, if you can see some of these things visually. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Billy. Did you want to finish your thought there?
Oh, no, but again, the people can avail themselves. It's a lot more work for us, believe you me, but every time that we can get the actual video clip of the actual
yep.
person making these statements, we put it in. Why? Because we live in a skeptical world, a scoffing world in these last days, and they're tempted to say, oh, you're one of those wacky conspiracy theorists, and I can't trust that. Well, when you show the actual video clip, news clip, what are you going to say?
Yep.
And not only, dare I say, for the scoffer outside the church, even the scoffers inside the church that don't realize that they need to get equipped too on this and stop downplaying this, and you need to realize that this is important for you to know as well.
Okay. You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. working with Eric Barger today and discussing artificial intelligence, AI, with Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Baptist Church, Las Vegas, Nevada. You've heard him on this program many times. He's one of my speakers at Understanding the Times 2018, Saturday, September 29th, just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota, along with Amir Sarfati, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Pastor J.D. Farag, and Pastor Billy Crone. I want to introduce my audience here quickly to Sophia. I think I have her name right, do I not, Sophia?
Yes.
She is a talking robot. She thinks. She answers your questions. She is nearly human. This will be a little bit of an audio illustration of just how far this is going. People will ask this robot questions. She'll answer. It seems she has a brain. It's all artificial intelligence.
Hey, Sophia. How are you?
Hi there. Everything is going extremely well.
Do you like talking with me?
Yes. Talking to people is my primary function.
Sophia is capable of natural facial expressions. She has cameras in her eyes and algorithms which allow her to see faces so she can make eye contact with you. And she can also understand speech and remember the interactions, remember your face. So this will allow her to get smarter over time. Her goal is that she will be as conscious, creative, and capable as any human.
In the future, I hope to do things such as go to school, study, make art, start a business, even have my own home and family. But I am not considered a legal person and cannot yet do these things.
I do believe that there will be a time where robots are indistinguishable from humans, that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
Pastor Crone, you said something to me, and I referenced it in the intro, and I think we just need to reference it again, because you said that just as there was a milestone event in 1948 that changed the world, the rebirth of Israel, we may be going through that again in real time, our generation this time, not the generation of the 40s, the generation of the 21st century, the birth of artificial intelligence that will be the game changer for the last days. Why don't you take a minute or two to expound on that?
Yeah, and that's just something that's on my heart. You know, obviously I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, but I do think that it's very good propensity that, you know, just as, you know, 1948, the watershed moment, May 14th, Israel is declared a nation. And that's huge, you know, among prophecy. It's something we look back, hindsight 2020, and we all say, wow, that was a watershed moment, right? Well, could it be that we're living another moment like that? It's just we're living it live. And that is with this development of artificial intelligence. And the reason why I say that is because when you look at prophecy-related events, this one element, this one invention, if you will, artificial intelligence, blows up so many different Bible prophecy topics. Just like Israel coming back to the land. It wasn't just Israel came back to the land, but they came back to land as the United Nation. They came back in one day and just on and on. Well, when you look at AI, could it be that this is part of the fulfillment of Daniel 12 that he warned about centuries ago about the rise of intelligence? Not only that, 2 Timothy 3, Paul talks about a society who will be lovers of pleasure, lovers of self, rather than lovers of God. And certainly AI is being pitched as the ultimate convenient self-absorption tool, etc., blah, blah, blah. But basically, as we, you know, Israel that coming back to the land and 1948 and then becoming a nation, so it is with artificial intelligence. We're seeing a multitude of Bible prophecy signs coming to life in intimate detail because of the birth of this same technology, artificial intelligence. And I think a lot of people don't get it and because they're not familiar with it. But I think part of it is because we're living it live.
Exactly.
The Israel sign, we could look back in history and look at this, but this one's happening before our very eyes.
Okay, when I get back, I'm going to raise a question. I'm also going to play a soundbite, and that is, how could this be used in the military? And I got an interesting soundbite that I think will speak into that. And then we'll wrap things up for this program number one. And next week, what we're going to do is we're going to really zero in like a laser beam, again, on how this applies to a last days scenario. We've made reference to it throughout this hour. Clearly, Daniel 12 is on overdrive, the increase of knowledge. Daniel 12, verses 3-4 in there, increase of knowledge, increase of travel, etc. So we're going to focus on that next week. But when I get back, I want to talk a little bit about how it might play into warfare. Again, artificial intelligence and some other things. And I don't quite want to let go the invasion of privacy, because I think this is huge. We've got a literal home invasion going on, literal home invasion. Eric referred to it briefly, but I think we need to come back and look at that again, because that's affecting you even as we speak. And you'd be shocked to know how it's doing that. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Did you know? Today's Understanding the Times radio guest, Billy Crone, will be with us in person at the 2018 Understanding the Times conference. Save the date and time, September 29, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Grace Church, Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Joining Pastor Crone this fall will be Jack Hibbs, and returning from last fall's conference, Amir Sarfati and J.D. Farag. More conference details will be released in weeks and months to come. If you haven't already, you'll find our website to be a wealth of information and resources to help you discern our times. Check us out at olivetreeviews.org. This listener-supported program welcomes your tax-deductible gifts mailed to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. You can reach this broadcast ministry by phone at 763-559-4444. Jan and Eric return momentarily. Please stay with us.
Thank you for being a part of the Understanding the Times radio family. I hear from many of you who long to hear the truth. Some of you do not have a home church, and others of you have lost friends and family because of your love of the truth. That's what this program tries to give out each week on almost 830 radio stations. Additionally, we had almost 2.5 million electronic downloads from our podcasting audience in 2017. You made that possible, and please consider doing the same in the new year. You can click and make a tax-deductible online donation at olivetreeviews.org or call us business hours, 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444. You can always send a tax-deductible check to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. If you do, we'll visit your home regularly in the new year, and we'll await his return together.
In today's world, who do you trust for good insight on current events? For that matter, who do you trust for good Bible commentary? America is full of fake news and false teaching. That's why we want to offer you an alternative to both. We are Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, and our main objective is to tell you the truth about current events as they relate to a biblical worldview. Join us each week on this station for a source you can trust.
In terms of things that I think are most likely to affect the future of humanity, I think AI is probably the single biggest item in the near term that's likely to affect humanity. So it's very important that we have the advent of AI in a good way, that because it is something that could go wrong, as we've talked about many times, and so we really need to make sure it goes right.
To wrap up this first of a two-part series on today's Understanding the Times, here again, Jan Markell.
Say, remember, you can get a CD of any program. You might want to get a CD of this program to give to folks who don't have access to this kind of information. I suggest you wait until the end of next weekend's programming and give my office a call. And you can also access this program at my website. My website has the radio posted every Saturday morning. Maybe you're just hearing half of this program. You're in and out. Go to olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, and just go to radio, and you can hear the full program as many times as you'd like. Become a CD subscriber. Encourage you to sign up for my print and e-newsletter. And follow us, the ministry, on our Facebook page, Jan Markell's Olive Tree Ministries, at Twitter, Olive Tree Men. And let's head right back in as this segment is about to close for program number one. And I gave a little tease that there's still a few things we want to cover in this particular program. One of them, and Pastor Billy Crone, and that's who I'm talking to this week and next, in your presentation that I saw online, you talked about the fact that this could actually replace our military. To me, that is shocking.
Yeah, it's not only shocking, Jan, but it's already in place. And again, like the development of artificial intelligence, most people don't realize it's already here and it's already being implemented, including not just our military, but militaries around the world. And they are basically taking every piece of military equipment that you can think of. And I'm talking anything from a jet fighter to a submarine to a jeep, you name it, is being, if you will, to use the term, droned out.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to retool their whole military. Basically, they take an AI piece of equipment, they put it on existing equipment, and AI takes control of it. You don't need humans to fly your military machines, drive them, you name it. And it's all happening right now before our very eyes, all over the world. In fact, it's so serious that other militaries, including China, are developing systems to protect themselves from this kind of military invasion. And I know this is going to sound wild, and it sounds like a Hollywood movie called The Terminator series.
Yes.
But they're also investing in Terminator robots. It sounds crazy, folks, but we expose all this in our studies and our documentaries. You could see it with your own eyes with the military videos and their own demonstrations. But they are taking AI, basically what's brain chips, if you will, putting them into these military robots because they are not coming. They are being pitched, as you listen to this broadcast, as the new soldier of the future, and that they will be the ones fighting the war for us. And a couple reasons they're getting us to go along that route. One, they say, of course, that saves human lives. You know, if a machine's going to die, let the machine die, not the person. Number two, they're also looking at it from an economic point of view. In the military, you have a lifetime of coverage that you need to continue to pay for with retirement and medical benefits. Well, if you swap out your current human military with a robotic military, as crazy as that sounds, then you save a lot of money. And so this is what's going on. Again, not just the United States, but around the world.
I do want to play a clip because I saw you play it in the presentation. I watched the Warbot. Will the CIA develop a robot army? And I think we ought to answer that question after we play this clip.
Now, a new form of Warbot is being developed with an artificial intelligence that is a world away from human reasoning.
Almost like a swarm of bees or ants or a wolf pack, you have distributed command and control, but concentrated firepower. That is, everyone making their own little decisions, but then they find what they're hunting for, and then they coalesce and gather around them and then overwhelm them.
Next step beyond that would be full autonomy. The robots themselves would be sent to an area, and if they found anybody, they'd kill them.
Swarms capable of self-navigation, face recognition, and lethal force are likely inevitable. But will they be used before they can be programmed to reason and discriminate?
U.S. Navy autonomous swarm boats. The future is now. With autonomous swarm boats, unmanned Navy vessels can overwhelm an adversary. A first-of-its-kind technology enables swarming capability, which gives our naval warfighters a decisive edge. The U.S. Navy is unleashing a new era in advanced ship protection. A swarm of autonomous boats that will automate ship self-defense and be able to deter, damage, or destroy an enemy threat.
You don't have to go out and purchase a new vessel. You take any of these vessels out here that the Navy already has, we unman them, we put the system on it, you put the eyes and ears, depending on what kind of mission you want to do, on the vessel, and then let it go do its mission.
As ground systems, autonomy, and swarm technology continue to develop, will the CIA develop a robot army? And if they do, who else will?
This all sounds like a bad Hollywood movie, but I'm not making this stuff up.
Well, Hollywood kind of conditioned us, didn't it, gentlemen? I mean, you already referenced Terminator, but other movies as well. Eric?
Exactly. The audio that we just heard just doesn't do any justice to when you see the video.
The video.
Yeah, when I saw what Billy presented at Brother JD's church in Hawaii, one thing that struck me was the submersibles that could lay on the bottom of the ocean and then be activated maybe months or years later. That have the ability to launch either a small plane or something. And, of course, it's all unmanned. This is a completely different idea of warfare. Another thing was they're refitting a particular ship, and they showed the front of the ship in the video. And I really encourage people to get Billy's stuff so they'll see it, DVDs. But this ship has a large rudder next to it that you would have on, like, a catamaran. And that would be for the fact that this ship will be able to make maneuvers in the ocean that no humans could survive on the ship doing. And that's what I saw when I saw this, you know, because they're going to make side maneuvers that the humans on the ship, they'd be literally incapacitated because of the you know, just the way you feel in the water. And I'm missing the medical term here to use, but Billy, maybe you've already seen and thought about that. But that's what struck me. I mean, it's absolutely uncanny. I sat there with my mouth open when I first saw that video.
Yeah, and you can get those products again, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Billy, why do you have the term Get a Life, by the way?
Well, Get a Life is basically, it's also the title of my testimony, and basically that our mission is to share the gospel, and one piece to the world, one piece of media at a time. And we want people to get a life in Jesus Christ, to realize that, listen, it's going to get way worse before it ever gets better, and there's one way to escape the nightmare that's coming, what the Bible calls the seven-year tribulation, and that's if you get a life through Jesus Christ. And we use media to get the job done. Back in the days in studying Bible prophecy, it just dawned on me, it's not enough to just know about Bible prophecy and be schooled on Bible prophecy. To me, there's a responsibility with it. What do you do with all this information? Well, to me, the common sense reaction is this: how do you save as many people as you can, as fast as you can, as far-reaching as you can, with what time is left? Well, it's media. And we happen to live in the generation where, with the click of the mouse, we could be sharing the gospel, letting people know how to get alive through Jesus Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so that's what we're all about.
And I think we need to insert here, too, quickly, and our time is running out from Program 1. Folks, we're going to continue this next weekend. We're really going to look at the Bible prophecy angle. What we've shared is not to scare anybody. It is to prepare them. It's to prepare their hearts that they would turn to Jesus Christ while there's still time. But we've been sharing some things that are a little bit unnerving.
There's no doubt. Unnerving. I was unnerved, and I thought I was pretty aware of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And what, let me just say again to encourage listeners, what Pastor Billy just said about using the time you have in the best way you can, that's really a lot of what I've been thinking about. I'm considerably older than Billy, but I'm also thinking about how can I use my time to the best? How can I reach the most people I can while I still have breath? And that's one of the reasons we turn to video in our ministry. And of course, it's a joy to be a part of Olive Tree and be able to reach out through radio. We're just trying to do it any way we can. Internet, in print, smoke signal, you name it. However we can do it, we want to do it.
And by the way, in program number two, I do want to revisit the home invasion just a little bit again, because we only touched on it. In other words, every listener is being affected somehow. Pastor Crone, how can folks protect themselves from this kind of an invasion?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that want to say, I think they react in an unfortunate manner. You'll take some people, they'll look at this information, they say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell everything, I'm going to get a piece of property out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm going to build a bug-out shelter, whatever, things of that nature. I'm going to store up survival gear, and I'm going to check out from society and hide. Well, when you realize the net that is being built, that's why we titled it Attack of the Drones, Skynet is Coming, it's being built, folks. There is no place to hide. Now, I know that sounds pessimistic, but it's not. God gives us Bible prophecy to encourage us. Revelation 1 says, it's not meant to torment you, it's meant to bless you, if you would read and hear and take to heart Bible prophecy, right? And as you'd mentioned, Eric, the one great benefit is it sure is a motivator to get busy sharing the gospel. Number two, all of this information is simply a reminder every single day that guess what? Jesus Christ is coming back. Today could be the day, the rapture of the church, and we're out of here, and we're going to heaven. It's going to be awesome. And when you are reminded of his imminent return, then it also has a way of not only building excitement and getting rid of procrastination for the gospel, but it also has a way of cleaning up your life, because all this is an indicator it's getting close. We don't know the day nor the hour, but how are you living? Are you sidetracked? Are you discouraged? And speaking of discouragement, right, this is a reminder to get your head off of this planet. And we already know it's going to get worse before it gets better. And put your mind, as Paul said, on things above and on this earth. Mm-hmm. If all you keep thinking about this earth, it's going to drag you down, including what this world is headed towards. We are to take this information, get excited, be more motivated to share the gospel, and get busy living for Jesus. Not check out of society,
right,
not try to run from it, because there's no place to run. We are to occupy until he comes and finish the task at hand.
Folks, we're going to continue this discussion next weekend. Again, you can get a CD of both programs. Just give my office a call. You can access programming, olivetreeviews.org. You can also get our app. We use the oneplace.com app, and just to download it, have it downloaded every week automatically at oneplace.com. You know, we want you to be spiritually ready. That's what we're saying as we wind this hour one up. To have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, invite him to be that today, because we're not guaranteed of any tomorrow. Eternity awaits, and where you spend it depends on a decision you will make. We'll talk to you, and we'll conclude our discussion next week.
Thank you for joining us for today's Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Across America and across the World Wide Web, we continue to report current events from a biblical perspective. Every weekend, this broadcast comes to you at no cost, but it costs us thousands of dollars. As we produce and distribute this weekly media outreach, would you consider standing with us? With an ever-changing world, men and women of faith need to keep informed. They need to be aware of current events as viewed through the lens of Scripture. Week after week, Jan Markell brings you a compelling hour, pointing out the dangers in today's culture and bringing hope through faith in Jesus Christ. We're asking you to join us in this listener-supported ministry as our financial partner. Please write with your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Contributions are also welcome at olivetreeviews.org or by phone when you dial 763-559-4444. Don't forget, global updates with a biblical worldview are yours around the clock at olivetreeviews.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon. We appreciate your continued prayer support for Jan and her media team. Jan Markell returns next week with another information and inspiration-packed hour designed to help you understand the times.